The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, total document solutions, only from Kyocera. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Hillary Clinton has finally spoken. She stood up in front of reporters at the UN and said that the Republicans who sent that letter to Iran in hopes of killing the nuclear deal were pretty much traitors.
Either these senators were trying to be helpful to the Iranians or harmful to the commander-in-chief in the midst of high-stakes international diplomacy.
Normally, that'd be a pretty big story, but nobody cared about that.
I was wondering if you think that you made a mistake either in exclusively using your private email or in the response to the controversy around it.
Back after this. Why would Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, use a private email server at her New York home to send all her emails? It was, she says, an attempt to simplify her life.
I thought using one device would be simpler.
But from what I could see, nobody was buying the simplicity narrative. And it was CBS's Nancy Cordes who asked the question that was on everybody's mind.
How can the public be assured that when you deleted emails that were personal in nature, that you didn't also delete emails that were professional but possibly unflattering?
And her answer was that the rules say federal employees can decide what's private and what's not. So she went through all her emails and decided what was private. Emails about planning Chelsea's wedding, about family vacations.
As well as yoga routines.
Yoga routines that are now lost to history because she deleted them, just as the rules say. But it's not just about the emails. The real problem here is that every time Hillary Clinton explains something, an entire generation of voters suffers flashbacks from the 90s when a Clinton was always explaining some weird thing reporters had dug up. Weird things that, alas, would occasionally turn out to be all too true. And this is but a small taste of what's to come once she makes the big announcement. Of course, she knows that, and she's clearly ready for it. The question is whether the rest of us are. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.